The Majlis, election of the most qualified candidates. In Iran, according to the constitution, the Majlis, or the parliament, which is an elected body, is the legislature that is in charge of the lawmaking process for smooth functioning of the government, along with two other branches of the Iranian government, that is, the executive and the judicial branch. Stay with us for the fifth episode of the daily series on the role and functioning of the Iranian parliament, the Majlis, as we approach the 11th parliamentary elections in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Today's episode is titled Election of the Most Qualified Candidates. Stay with us. Elections in the Islamic Republic of Iran are based on a number of criteria which are taken into consideration as of the registration of nominees until the study of their conditions and approval of their eligibility by legal sources. The eligibility of prospective candidates is essential since, on being elected as president, members of parliament, members of the Assembly of Experts, or members of the urban and rural councils, they shoulder the highly important task of making decisions about the country's policies and the welfare of the people. Hence, the administration of the country cannot be handed over to any person without properly vetting him or her in terms of their beliefs, loyalty to the nation, qualifications, past record, ethical behavior, knowledge of affairs, and their competence. One of these criteria is approval of eligibility of prospective candidates by the Guardian Council in any given election. The Guardian Council is in fact the watchful eye of the Islamic system regarding elections. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a meeting with members of the Council of Guardians, pointed out that attainment of the necessary conditions and qualifications by the prospective parliamentary candidates is the duty of the Council of Guardians, the Guardian Council. Meanwhile, the main criteria in the view and decisions of the Guardian Council should be the laws, rules and regulations of the land. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his keynote remarks several years ago on the eve of the 33rd anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, had underlined that the Guardian Council should approve the eligibility of prospective parliamentary candidates in accordance to the laws of the land. Meanwhile, the level of qualifications required for candidates should be logical and should not be raised to such a height that only a few would be considered qualified. Scrutiny of eligibility and qualifications of the nominees for the elections is not confined to Iran, and such legal filters exist in many other countries, which care for development of the country, the safeguarding of the constitution, the welfare of the people, in order to prevent the incompetent, the unqualified, and immoral persons, as well as criminals, from entering the country's parliament. The leader of the Islamic Revolution pointed out that the supervision of the Guardian Council in elections is consultative and effective, and this supervision is part of the people's rights and should be complied with and maintained. He also notes, the Guardian Council, in full trustworthiness and in line with rules and regulations, includes and excludes from the list of qualified nominees those deemed unqualified and ineligible, which means those who have been excluded are not compatible with the constitutional laws of the country. In further remarks, the leader invites everyone to follow the right path and points out that whilst Iran advocates the unity and solidarity of the Islamic Ummah, the enemy ought to be prevented from infiltrating and causing discord within the Islamic Republic and amongst the Iranian people. The Islamic Republic of Iran is a brilliant example of unity within diversity, as is evident by the respect shown to each other, different political factions competing in various elections, whether they win or lose, since the criterion is election in people's preference for the most competent and most qualified candidates in their views. This means the Islamic Republic of Iran does not have the electoral rivalries like in the so-called democracies of the West, or some third-world self-styled democratic countries, where ethics do not play any part in elections. Over the past 41 years, elections have been held regularly within the Islamic Republic of Iran, within the framework of the laws of the land, and all of the country's officials have been elected to their posts with people's direct and indirect votes. Currently, the Iranian nation is fully prepared for holding of the 11th parliamentary elections on 21st of February 2020, choosing the most qualified legislators for a four-year term in office. The experience of post-revolution era has shown that elections unify and empower the Iranian nation. Well, dear listeners, that's all we have time for today. Tune in tomorrow for the sixth episode of this series. Until then, goodbye and God bless.